The next matter on the agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2012-03, Act Right. It's my understanding that we also are going to be calling Mr. Barry Bostrom for this advisory opinion. So we'll begin once we have him on the phone. In the meantime, is there a motion, Madam Vice Chair, about the late submitted document?
There is. We almost got this one in on time. We're a day late on this, but it is still technically a late submitted document. So I move that we waive the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents so that we may consider agenda document 12-16.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it.
Madam Chair, we're ready. Mr. Bostrom's on the line.
Thank you very much. Mr. Bostrom?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for joining us, and it was good to see you last week in Miami. Thank you for attending the conference.
Well, my pleasure.
Excellent. Well, we'll start off in consideration of your advisory opinion request with a presentation from Mr. Stepanovic. Did I say it right?
Yes, that's good.
Close enough. From the Office of General Counsel.
Thank you, Chair Hunter, and good morning, Commissioners. Agenda Document 1216, in response to a request for advisory opinion filed on behalf of Act Right. Act Right asks whether it may solicit and forward unlimited contributions earmarked for non-connected political committees that make only independent expenditures or earmarked for a non-connected political committee's non-contribution account used to finance independent expenditures. The draft concludes that it may, so long as Act Right forwards all contributions and the information required to the recipient committees within the time constraints of the Commission's regulations and complies with the Commission's reporting requirements. The Commission did not receive any comments on the advisory opinion request or on the advisory opinion draft. I'll be happy to address any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions or comments for Mr. Bostrom? Commissioner McGann.
Since he's phoned in, I'll ask him a softball, which isn't really a softball. Let me state where I am first. I think the draft is correct. If I were left to my own devices to write it, there's some language I probably wouldn't put in there. I wouldn't necessarily say that it's permissible to do it. I try to state things in the converse of that whether or not it's permissible for us to regulate. It's not permissible for somebody to speak. But those are details that don't really matter in the AO context. But I guess I want to ask the requester if the guidance given and the detail given on how to report this stuff is sufficiently clear. Because when you do earmarks, most people think the $200 stuff is anything goes, but it's not. That's only for occupation and employer. So I think it's sufficiently clear, but I want to just bring it to your attention and see if you have any. See if that comports with your understanding, and you realize that when you do this, there is quite a bit of reporting that you otherwise wouldn't have to report if we're going directly to a campaign. That's a rather convoluted question, but looking at page 3 of the draft, where it gets into itemization, and when you do earmarks, it's a little bit different. I just want to make sure that it's sufficiently clear and that we all understand that's what you're signing up for.
Yes, Commissioner McGann, I believe it is sufficiently clear, and the only question I had about the draft was that the definition of recipient committees in the first paragraph confined the opinion to non-connected political committees. It seems to me the important thing is not whether it's connected or non-connected, but whether it's an independent expenditure-only committee or a non-contribution account or carry account, if you prefer. It seems to me that's the important distinction, not whether it's connected or unconnected.
My own view is I don't think there's a distinction. I'm not sure that's the view, and without getting ahead of ourselves, I think we have another AO today where we're going to talk about whether there's a difference between a non-connected committee and a connected committee vis-a-vis unlimited accounts within that, whether the carry decision, whether that approach applies to SSFs or not. So I don't want to upset the apple cart, but for me, it doesn't make a difference. But I think that language probably does make a difference to other commissioners, which is why it's written that way. Other commissioners are want to be recognized, so I'll yield back.
Thank you.
Commissioner Bowerly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would just note that the guidance that the commission issued in Cary was specific on that point, whether, you know, so that's what the commission has said about that to this point.
Any other questions or comments? Is there a motion? Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we approve agenda document number 12-16, which is the response to the advisory opinion 2012-03 submitted by Act Right.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it 6-0. Thank you very much, Mr. Bostrom.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate it.